Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we are lucky to have Bree Martin. She debuted as an actress when she was 19 years old. And now she's a world-famous film director, producer, and scriptwriter of sci-fi blockbusters. Good afternoon, Bree.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
How do you manage to invent the unique creative universes which we find in your films?
I use my dreams a lot for inspiration. I've always had intense and memorable dreams that I could perfectly remember and write down afterwards. And I always left the open door for that, for dreams to show me things. At the same time, I've had insomnia my entire life. So, I would have all these endless hours in the night, where everyone else sleeps, sitting in the dark, looking at the ceiling, thinking and inventing things. I think that between the insomnia and the intense dreams, it profoundly shifted the way that I am. Even though now I'm way more rational than I was before, I still can identify with that.
What made you start doing that?
I've been in love with creating worlds since forever. For me, it was always a rush to make something exist that didn't exist before. I've always felt fiction was more exciting than real life. That's also why I've always loved thrillers. They make me feel alive. With my own work, I am aiming to change the movies that I make and to explore different genres. I have the goal of doing a comedy, a classical thriller, maybe even a musical, and not an experimental sci-fi, as I've done before.
Are you ambitious?
I think I am. I refuse to be one thing. In general, I want to make movies in different languages. I've already started moving towards this goal by watching movies from all around the world. By doing this, I can empathize with all these different stories of these different people that live in completely different parts of the world and still feel this human experience. I'm really interested in exploring this.
How much of yourself is present in your films?
It's actually very funny because anyone that sees my movies probably imagines that I must be very nostalgic, silent, maybe tormented individual because that's the energy that my past movies have. However, I'm completely the opposite. I'm normally happy, telling jokes all the time. It's very interesting for me to see the movies that I make because I sometimes watch them and I am like, yes, this is a huge part of me, but this is not me.
What does it feel like to be a film director?
It's fascinating and horrifying at the same time. I think it's easier with short films because you understand that viewers are going to watch several of them in a row. Making a film that people are going to sit down and watch for at least an hour and a half and then talk about, well, that's different.
What did it take for you to make your first feature film?
I did feel a lot of external eyes on me when I was doing my first film. Can you believe I wrote the script for it when I was 21? But I only released it close to my 30th birthday. It took years to get financing. Then I finally found a great team and a producer and we shot it. But I was a prize-winning actress already. I thought that I was going to release my first feature film in complete anonymity. But in the end, people started looking at it.
Thank you very much, Bree. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we are lucky to have Bree Martin. She debuted as an actress when she was 19 years old, and now she's a world-famous film director, producer, and scriptwriter of sci-fi blockbusters. Good afternoon, Bree.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
How do you manage to invent the unique creative universes which we find in your films?
I use my dreams a lot for inspiration. I've always had intense and memorable dreams that I could perfectly remember and write down afterwards. And I always left the open door for that, for dreams to show me things. At the same time, I've had insomnia my entire life. So, I would have all these endless hours in the night, where everyone else sleeps, sitting in the dark, looking at the ceiling, thinking and inventing things. I think that between the insomnia and the intense dreams, it profoundly shifted the way that I am. Even though now I'm way more rational than I was before, I still can identify with that.
What made you start doing that?
I've been in love with creating worlds since forever. For me, it was always a rush to make something exist that didn't exist before. I've always felt fiction was more exciting than real life. That's also why I've always loved thrillers. They make me feel alive. With my own work, I am aiming to change the movies that I make and to explore different genres. I have the goal of doing a comedy, a classical thriller, maybe even a musical, and not an experimental sci-fi, as I've done before.
Are you ambitious?
I think I am. I refuse to be one thing. In general, I want to make movies in different languages. I've already started moving towards this goal by watching movies from all around the world. By doing this, I can empathize with all these different stories of these different people that live in completely different parts of the world and still feel this human experience. I'm really interested in exploring this.
How much of yourself is present in your films?
It's actually very funny because anyone that sees my movies probably imagines that I must be very nostalgic, silent, maybe tormented individual because that's the energy that my past movies have. However, I'm completely the opposite. I'm normally happy, telling jokes all the time. It's very interesting for me to see the movies that I make because I sometimes watch them and I am like, yes, this is a huge part of me, but this is not me.
What does it feel like to be a film director?
It's fascinating and horrifying at the same time. I think it's easier with short films because you understand that viewers are going to watch several of them in a row. Making a film that people are going to sit down and watch for at least an hour and a half and then talk about, well, that's different.
What did it take for you to make your first feature film?
I did feel a lot of external eyes on me when I was doing my first film. Can you believe I wrote the script for it when I was 21? But I only released it close to my 30th birthday. It took years to get financing. Then I finally found a great team and a producer and we shot it. But I was a prize-winning actress already. I thought that I was going to release my first feature film in complete anonymity. But in the end, people started looking at it.
Thank you very much, Bree. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.